The divisional round of the playoffs this weekend, the Cowboys will not be in action. They are licking their wounds trying to figure out what happened last Sunday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the second in command, Stephen Jones. Good morning, Stephen.
Why y'all talking to me? I'm just a member of the Lucky Sperm Club.
Well, you carry a lot of weight out there at the Star, and so we just kind of want to get your perspective on what happened.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Daddy fired so I can become the grand manager.
Grand manager?
Well, good luck with that.
Isn't that what it is?
General
manager.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
I don't think that's going
to control the football team so I can order them to win a Super Bowl.
Well, you can't just order it.
I already convinced Coach McCartney to collaborate and conspire with me.
Okay. It's McCarthy, but okay.
He's a man of his word, too. I was afraid he was going to go back on his agreement to inexplicably lose against the 7th seed, but he proved to be a man of his word.
That's disturbing to know.
Yeah, and you can't buy that kind of integrity unless you offer McCartney a $10 million. Promise him you won't bring Kellen Moore back. But he agreed to it. He lived up to his end of the bargain. So now we got our plan in place.
Okay,
so everyone's going to get mad at Jerry, and then you'll take over.
That's exactly right, because we need to make a change to that grand manager, and I'm working behind the scenes all succession-like to take control of this team.
There are some resemblances between the two families.
We're never going to win with Daddy. Never going to win. Daddy's real good at business. But he's just football incompetent. He's football unlucky.
Yeah, he may be.
He could fall into a barrel of teats and come up sucking his thumb.
These are strong words about your father and boss.
Well, I've lived under Daddy's roof for my whole life, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I mean, we're scared of his anger. After that loss, we all had to run away like scalded dogs out of that booth because Daddy was so mad. He was going to hit us over the head with his angry toupee. Madder than I ever seen him.
Wow.
He was so mad at McCartney, after that, he threatened to take away his commissary card.
Oh, gosh.
And McCartney said that if Daddy did that, he would blow up the Star. There's a violent organization behind the scenes.
I guess so. I was going to say.
Daddy's been taking this loss really hard for the past couple of days every morning.
Yeah.
He grabs his fishing pole and a handle of whiskey and heads out on the Bravo Eugenics to go fishing.
I didn't know he fished.
I didn't know that was a fishing boat.
Uh-huh. And I know he's just doing it to pass the time because every time he comes home, he don't have no fish for our dinner for Mama to cook up.
Oh.
And I keep telling him that there ain't no fish in White Rock Lake, but that's where he takes that boat every
night. You could not get that boat in the White Rock.
I think we're only one piece away from going to the Super Bowl.
Hmm, really?
And that piece is just winning all our playoff games.
Well, yes.
Final piece of the puzzle.
That would do it.
That's a fur piece.
You know what? If Mike McCartney ever betrays me, you know who I'm going to hire?
Who?
Matt LaFleur.
Well, okay.
Yeah, he's a good play caller.
I want to party with him.
Why do you want to party with him?
That guy pulls more tail than a slow kid at a petting zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to be his wingman.
Okay.
You're married, aren't you?
Jerry Jr.'s been feeling the tension at home, too. He's been acting out.
Has he?
No.
Mama caught him humping his stuffed animals again. She had to turn the garden hose on him. It's funny. Mama says she's had about enough of Daddy's football hobby and wants him to go back to drilling. I'm talking oil wells, not gating.
There we go.
The old kind. Yeah. You know, Daddy and Mama, they was yelling and squabbling so loud the other night that the cops were out here.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Sometimes Daddy will scream so loud it'll give the dog a miscarriage.
Oh, my God.
Steven.
And Mama throws Daddy into an art installation every once in a while, and he rides it down in slow motion, captured by three different cameras.
Blue Star Production, I guess.
Go Cowboys.
Okay, see ya. There goes Steven.
That is craziness behind the scenes.
No doubt.